And now, a step back in time, back to the 50s, as Pete Myers presents the sixth program in his nine-part musical essay, Great Balls of Fire.
1955.
Mr. Rankin's Great Balls of Fire!
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rights on. Join me home. We'll have some fun.
Now, open any book on the history of rock and roll, and that's the recording which started the rock revolution and changed the whole direction of popular music. But in 1955, when Rocking Bill Haley took root, it was just another record on the hit parade, and nobody then realized what an impact it would have on pop culture. But, you know, glancing through the hit parades of that year, there was nothing rocking or rolling or remotely earth-shattering going on. If anything, 55 was the year when what we now call middle-of-the-road, easy-listening music was the trend. The fastest-selling single of the year was a mining song by Tennessee Annie Ford, a popular TV personality, who got to the studio one day and began rehearsing the song by snapping his fingers to give the other musicians the tempo. The producer said, I like that finger popping, keep it in. And that gave 16 Tons its distinctive sound.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
As dance fads go, this one really caught on and lasted, the cha-cha-cha. The song originated in France and occupied the number one slot for 10 weeks in America. The trumpet player came from Cuba, Perez Prado. And the title was a mouthful, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Now, while that version delighted Americans, in Britain it was covered by trumpeter Eddie Calvert. The British were by now getting rather adept at cover versions. Take, for instance, this number, which, since it was first featured in a B-grade movie in 55, has been a hit in 7 different versions, from the 50s right through to the 80s. It seems to turn up every decade. In the mid-50s, stateside, it was a chart success for singer Al Hibbler. In Europe, it revived the career of an English singer that was on the skids. His name, Jimmy Young.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me.
Jimmy Young, who went on to become one of the best-known voices on British domestic radio. Here in Europe, we were more exposed to what was coming out of the British market, a situation that would change once rock and roll fever caught on. And what we heard, we liked. For example, Ruby Murray, a shy 19-year-old from Belfast who had 7 hit records in the British charts in 55. Her career began a year earlier, and it was over by 56. Just as talking pictures wiped out the stars of the silent screen, so rock and roll would put an end to the recording careers of people like Ruby. But back then, she couldn't put a foot wrong with this kind of material.
Softly, softly, come to me. Touch my lips so tenderly. Softly, softly, turn the key and open up my heart.
Softly, softly by the long-forgotten Ruby Murray. It's one of the facts of life, but few people today will recall a British singer who was one of the most successful in the 50s. Had she not died of cancer at the peak of her fame in the 60s, she probably would have survived the rock onslaught. Now, Alma Cogan was a bubbling personality who wore outrageous dresses and had a laughing quality in her voice that would have been ideal for rock material. For example, her British number one in 55, Dreamboat, would be a smash for Connie Francis in the States 6 years later.
You dreamboat, you lovable dreamboat, the kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. Sincerely, I love you so dearly, I'd follow you, darling, to any shore. You dreamboats, you lovable dreamboats, say that you'll be mine forevermore. You dreamboats, you lovable dreamboat, the kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. sincerely. I love you so dearly. I'd follow you, darling, to any shore. You dreamboat, you lovable dreamboat, say that you'll be mine forevermore.
This is great balls of fire.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Is that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Is that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
One of the first classics of the rock era, written and performed by the fat man from New Orleans, Fats Domino. Fats had been around since the late 40s, but in 55, he broke through all commercial and race barriers with that gutsy version of Ain't That a Shame. It got to number 10, but the cover version got to number 2 and introduced us to the voice of a man who would be a dominant force for the next 10 years, Pat Boone.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye.
The all-American boy, Pat Boone, who successfully domesticated the predominantly black sound of rock and roll and made it acceptable for the taste of middle America. By now, black performers were beginning to get the chart recognition they deserved. Not all of them, but quite a few. And some were too distinctive to ever be covered. Like this smooth quartet, The Platters. Another 55 classic that is still a favorite in the 90s, The Great Pretender by The Platters. And where was Elvis Presley at the dawn of the rock era? He was recording a string of songs in Memphis, touring the South, and being nominated the most promising country and western performer by disc jockeys. Yes, country and western. Because this was how the King sounded before he checked into that heartbreak hotel.
Blue moon, blue moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I can't forget to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon, I can't forget to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one more light night. We're
fire.
And the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing.
From the novel by Eurasian novelist Han Suyin called A Many Splendid Thing, to the Hollywood version which added Love Is, and the song that became the ballad of the year by the Four Aces. Out of Tinseltown in 55 came two indelible moments, images, that are forever associated with the 50s. When Marilyn Monroe made The 7-Year Itch, she proved to the critics that she was adept at playing comedy, and her image as the sex goddess of the Western world was enhanced by a photograph of the shimmering blonde in a white dress billowing above her thighs. A photograph reproduced in a million posters that you'll find to this day in restaurants, boutiques, discotheques, and teenage bedrooms. Pin-ups come and go, but MM goes on forever. Mind you, there was a challenger in the wings who aroused European men much more than Monroe, and that was the French kitten, Brigitte Bardot. And then there was the boy from Indiana. Like Monroe, posters of his haunting, brooding face are still with us. And this is the music that is part of his enduring legend, the idol of a generation, James Dean. On September the 30th, 1955, James Dean was killed in a motor accident. He was 24. In his short career, he made three films: East of Eden, Rebel Without a Cause, and Giant. In his lifetime, only one was released, East of Eden, and audiences were mesmerized by his charisma. A year after his death, the picture that set him on the road to glory, in which he expressed all the pent-up, confused emotions of American adolescence, had its premiere. Rebel Without a Cause established the Dean cult, and it still exists.
Dad, I have never done anything right. I've been going around with my head in a sling for years. I don't want to drag you into this, but I can't help it. See, I think that you can't just go around proving things and pretending like you're tough.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't, even though you got
that's
a
right.
You look a certain way, you can't.
That's right. You're absolutely.
You look.
You're absolutely right.
You're not listening to me. You're involved in this just like I am.
This is great. This is great. Balls of fire.
A And that recording said the Dutch had arrived on the international pop scene. It didn't sell millions, but throughout Europe, where traditional jazz was enjoying a new lease of life, the Dutch Swing College Band were up there with the best. There was also a revolution of sorts going on in Europe, one that had begun much earlier in the States. The coming of rock and roll signaled a dramatic change in the recording industry, not just in recording quality, but the records themselves. The old breakable shellac 78s were being replaced by vinyl 45s. All pop music was then released on these singles. And, in 55, the industry was waking up to the fact that there was a fortune to be made from the teen market. But when it came to quality, that was being produced on the long playing discs. LPs had been around since 1948, but not till the mid-50s, with the development of high fidelity, did record buyers consider them as an alternative to the 78s and the 45s. Early LPs were just a random selection of songs by quality performers like
Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee.
Great performers who rarely made the pop charts. But there was one man who straddled both worlds, and more than anyone, changed the whole concept of the LP. This man.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the 10th time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues.
The master of the middle of the road movement, Frank Sinatra. In 55, he was in the charts, learning the blues and selling 45s. But he was also making LPs. And with his arranger bandleader, Nelson Riddle, they realized that the LP had potential to sustain a uniform mood, and that an album could be a complete entity in itself. In other words, a theme, what we now call the concept album. He began with songs for young lovers and then went completely downbeat in 55 with his milestone LP, In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. 15 songs that are a melancholy commentary on love, or better still, love lost. Even after 35 years, these songs have lost none of their intensity or their emotional impact.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? And why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one but you took my heart and you threw my heart away. That's why I ask the Lord up in heaven above. Just what is this thing called love?
And there you had an example of the immaculate phrasing influenced by Billie Holiday that distinguishes Sinatra from other singers. What is this thing called love? The eternal question. But the question that dominated...
1955. was plain and simple. What is this thing called rock and roll? According to the history books, the famed American disc jockey Alan Freed is said to have coined the term. Most of those books neglect to mention that he probably got it from a rhythm and blues record that came out in 1947 by this guy, Wild Bill Moore.
We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll.
Okay, I get the message. To the best of my knowledge, the first time rock and roll is mentioned on a record. And then came the man who brought rock and roll to the consciousness of the world, Bill Haley. As I mentioned in last week's program, when he recorded Rock Around the Clock in 54, it didn't create a sensation. But a year later, it suddenly became the most significant number in the history of pop. It was written by Jimmy Myers, no relation, and Max Friedman. Neither of them were teenagers. In fact, Mr. Friedman was 62 years old. When the song failed to score in 54, Myers sent it to Hollywood, where it was used under the opening credits for a Glenn Ford movie, The Blackboard Jungle. When that film opened, teenagers went berserk. On both sides of the Atlantic, there were riots in movie theaters, the kids would dance in the aisles, and adults condemned it as the most degenerate sound ever created. One that unleashed animal passion and desire in teenagers. Well, because of the film, the song was re-released and shot to number one. The era of rock and roll had begun. But even though Bill Haley is regarded as the father of rock and roll, he would be totally eclipsed within a year by Elvis Presley. He was more popular in Europe than America, and Rock Around the Clock kept his career alive till the end of the 70s. He died in 1981, but this record never does. 2 minutes and 10 seconds of sheer immortality.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
And that was the 6th program in a 9-part musical essay on the 50s, written and produced by Pete Myers. Great Balls of Fire is a Radio Netherlands presentation.